Good morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is Thursday, May 16, 2024. The hearing is for petition 8-014-23. The appellant is PHNTUS Richland Gardens LLC. Parcel number 1-2698-401-2301-002. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of this board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
So affirm.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair.
Okay, we have a commercial appeal here. The appellant is not present. They state on their petition that the market value of the subject property is not in accord with comparable sales, uniformity, the income approach to value, the cost approach, or market criteria. Supporting documentation will be submitted at a later date. We have received, the board is not in receipt of any evidence from the appellant. So, Marisol, is this a case where they tried to submit it late, or did they just not submit anything?
They did not submit anything, and they tried to submit their evidence a day after the day before their hearing was supposed to happen.
Like yesterday?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So the board will not accept that evidence as it was not submitted in a timely manner. So let's hear from the assessor.
Okay, so this property is at 770 Gage Boulevard in Richland. It is an independent assisted living facility. Any unique things about it? It has a petition, it has a swimming pool and a hot tub. It's in good condition. When we jump down to the land sales, our range of land sales comes from to $6.72 to $16.22 per square foot, and we have them at $6.15, so it's below the range that we have. That is $3 less than the median and $4 less than the mean. I'll jump to the sales approach. We are below the low end of the price range. Below the low end of the price per square foot on there, and that's on page. It's on page 13. The price per bed, we are way below the range. We're almost $19,000 per bed less than the lowest comparable that we have. In square foot, we are 2.5 times under the mean and the median. Then the cost approach, we are over $3 million more than what the cost approach is over $3 million more than what we have, and over $4 million more than what the tax rep says it is.
Marisol, exactly. Can you give us a broad overview of what the appellant tried to submit as evidence?
They did not actually present their evidence. They just asked if they were.
Oh, okay.
Submit their evidence, even though they missed the due date.
Okay. They probably attached their evidence along with this package and. Okay. Chuck, Peter, any questions?
I do not.
No.
Okay, Marisol, let's go ahead and close the hearing and we will deliberate.
Good morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is Thursday, May 16, 2024. This hearing is for petition E-015-23 and E-016-23. The appellant is OHI Asset Richland LLC with parcel numbers 1-0298-302-0732-017 and 1-0298-302-0732-021. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of this board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove the evaluation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will not ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
I so affirm.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair?
We currently have two petitions in front of us that form an economic unit. Again, the appellant is not present. The market, and they state on their petition, on both petitions, the market value of the subject property is not in accord with comparable sales, uniformity of the income approach to value, the cost approach to market, or cost approach or market criteria supporting documentation will be submitted at a later date. It's my understanding that the appellant attempted to submit something yesterday, which was well after the deadline for accepting documents. So we have no evidence from the appellant. So with that, I'd like to hear from the assessor.
Hi, this is 221 Torbett Street in Richland. It has one structure. I'm just gonna jump to our main point, and that is cell one in our sales comparison approach on page 15 and page 16. Cell one is the subject, and it sold for $7,194,357, and that was January 20th of 2021.
And is this the combined economic unit?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is over twice what we have on it. And that's without doing a time adjustment. And if you do a time adjustment, it comes out to $8,059,098.
Okay, stop. Okay, where do I see that number?
On page 16.
The time adjustment.
Sorry, page 15, it has it on there, time adjusted cell.
Okay. And it's top one. Okay.
All right, so beyond that, we did the land sales. The range there was going to be $6.72 to $11.85. We're at 713. We're at the low end of the range. That is about $2 per square foot less than the mean and the median. On the sales approach for the whole property, we are at the low end of the range for the square foot. For square foot, price per bed, we are way below the range and over $14,500 less than the lowest comparable. And the square foot, we are less than half the median and the mean. For the cost approach, we are it's well over 1.7 million more than what we have and over 2 million more than what the tax rep has.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any questions?
Looks pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're appealing it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was my theory, you know, so yeah. Maybe it gets back to my theory on that. So,
okay.
Now you have a 6%, you have something that says on there 6% or rate 6%. How is that rate used? Is that your time adjustment factor?
Yeah, time adjustment factor is 6%.
Okay.
And we get that from our double sales study, which is included in the appendix if you'd like to look at that.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah. I'm a little confused. You said sale one was the subject property?
Yes.
It says Quail Hollow. Did they rename it?
The company's name is OHI, but the name of the facility is Quail Hollow.
Okay, but down below it says Brookdale Corbett. So,
yeah, it's one of those things where they have a couple different names.
It's sub companies within sub companies. Torbett is the address. Brookdale is
company.
Yeah, the company, and sometimes. Yeah, it's companies within, you know, LLCs within corporations.
Right, I understand.
Some asset investment trusts and stuff, they'll have an LLC established for each property.
Okay. But if I was to drive by the facility, the name on the facility would be Quail Hollow.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You guys are just trying to confuse this old man here. Chuck, Peter, any questions?
Speaking of confusing old men, I would like to ask a question after we close the hearing, ask the assessors a question just for my educational purposes.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I have no questions.
I have no questions.
Okay.
About this.
Marisol, let's go ahead and close the hearing then.